I think the Democrats realize they don't have a lot of excuses this year not to do it. The last few years, obviously, when the Democrats controlled Congress and there was a different party controlling the White House, they basically were saying, well, if we send these up, they're going to be vetoed anyways. What's the point? So I think that, you know, and there was a lot more kind of rancor between, obviously, the White House and the Congress in terms of spending. This year, with a Democrat in the White House, they, you know, who's saying, I want to see your bills, there really isn't a whole lot of excuses. And also, they got a lot of the kind of extra spending that they had tried to put on, you know, their appropriations bills in previous years through the stimulus for many agencies already. So this time, I think it's not so much that they, feel the need to do it. I think it's that they don't have a lot of excuses and that they could be blamed in the competence category for not doing it or for at least, you know, not trying to do it come election cycle time next year in 2010.
So this would be the first time without continuing resolutions going into the new fiscal if it should happen. Presuming the president signs them all.
Right. There's the rub. Wanting to do it and getting it through both chambers is a whole other issue. In the House, they are likely to probably meet their goal, which is to pass all of the bills, all 12 of the fiscal 2010 spending bills, but before the recess, which is for the House. The House leaves at the very end of July. The Senate is actually in another week, the first week of August. In the Senate, the Appropriations Committee Chairman Daniel Inouye of Hawaii said he expects to get all 12 bills through his committee before the August recess. They've approved four so far. Then they have to schedule floor time, which is always a problem in the Senate, and particularly if they're trying to do big things like health care and the energy bill and those kinds of things, floor time could be a problem. And then you start rubbing up against that October 1st date with the start of the fiscal year.
But I was just going to ask about that, Jody. What about some of these other major pieces of legislation? For instance, you know, the cap and trade bill. You know, is it possible to do both appropriations and these major pieces of legislation?
Yeah, you start to wonder, you know, if you start doing the math. I mean, getting these through the Senate committee, that seems to be a pretty reasonable goal, although, you know, in the Senate you never do know. Things always seem to take longer than you think. But, you know, with floor time, especially they've got the Sotomayor confirmation, and that's going to take up, obviously that's in the Judiciary Committee, but then that's going to have to go to the floor. Then you've got, if you do have the energy bill, so far that has to go through committees in the Senate, but, you know, eventually that could come to the floor if they were going to consider it, and then obviously health overhaul and other things they may want to do in there as well. So you start to wonder, before October 1st, still does seem pretty tricky to get all 12 of the bills through, which, of course, they would have to do unless and get them signed, or they'll end up with a continuing resolution, at least for a while.
Well, Jody, what's the relationship between the spending bills and these other bills, because those require spending, the climate and health care reform?
Right. Well, in some ways they do. I mean, the health care bill, part of where it's going through a bunch of committees, but partly where it's going is the tax committees, because they're looking at, you know, how do you raise money for this with some revenue raisers. So that, of course, you know, means both in the House, you know, House Ways and Means and Senate Finance. So at this point, they're not really appropriations bills. So I think we're not going to see a lot of the appropriations committee time being taken up. That seems to be fine, and they do seem to be moving through the appropriations committees. We're going to see bills, you know, the House is taking up the agriculture spending bill on the floor. The Senate in the committee is taking up Homeland Security. They seem to be moving along, although the Republicans are not happy. They're doing floor protests on the agriculture bill, saying the Democrats are essentially shutting off debate on the bills.
We're talking this morning to Jody Schneider, senior editor of Congressional Quarterly, about the plan to pass all the spending bills through at least the House, as you say, if not the Senate, by the time they take their August recess. Now, when they come back from the August recess, it will be. I mean, then they're up against it already.
Right.
Is that why these appropriations are taking center stage? And is it also because the 2010 budget is really Obama's first budget and he's prioritizing it?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. Obviously, that you know, with the new president, a president that, you know, the Democrats are still trying to work with, the Republicans obviously have sort of said, well, you know, we're not going to vote for things with the new president. But I think that they want to. I think there's the two reasons. One is the competence issue. This is something that will get played up a lot by the Republicans in the 2010 cycle, particularly in close races, saying they can't even pass their spending bills. They're running around trying to do all these other things. They can't even get spending passed. That doesn't look good. And then they do, the new president obviously is saying, I'd like to see these bills. I'd like to sign them. I'd like to be able to say, hey, I got my budget passed as well. It's a competence issue for him as well.
And what about the whole other side of spending, which is the deficits that are being created? Has that become a worry yet at this point, or is that simply just for the Republicans to talk about?
Well, I think it may become a bigger worry. I mean, for the first time, and we've talked about this before in your program, we've seen the public actually react to deficits and in polls say that they are concerned about them. The deficit used to be an issue that, you couldn't get anybody that interested in. Well, now it seems because of the huge amounts of money that we saw through the stimulus and the TARP program and that we're talking about potentially with the health care overhaul and the energy legislation, although that will raise some money as well, that, these large amounts have got the public concerned. And so I think the deficit is going to be something they're going to have to watch. This budget actually is not, again, because the stimulus provided so much money in so many categories, this budget is not exactly one that I think, there's going to be able to be a lot said about how much larger was than, say, a Bush budget, that kind of thing. But, again, I think that if they don't pass it or if they go, there's a lot of difficulty in passing it, that could be an issue, a political issue in the election in 2010.
And, Jody, they're already talking, at least some Democrats are talking about a second stimulus, even before the first stimulus has already been spent. Does some of this flurry of activity have anything to do with Washington's not doing enough while we're out here suffering kind of thing?
Yeah, and I think, it's very different. It's very interesting on the stimulus. The president has reacted to that. He said just recently there's nothing he would have done differently about his economic stimulus plan, although some of his advisors, Claire McCaskill, was saying that some of his advisors were saying that there was it was a bit too small, and then you've got people like Claire McCaskill of Missouri saying the stimulus is a non-starter, a second stimulus, but Harry Reid is saying, well, we'll see. So I think that people are having different opinions about it. I think there's a concern that the money that is being spent is not ending up creating jobs and creating enough jobs at this point. The job numbers last week were worrisome again.
Well, only 10% of the money's even been pushed out the door at this point.
That's the problem. I think it's not just that they haven't been able to do anything. It's just that by the time it gets through the pipeline and states get to spend it, they didn't even find out how they were going to report back on what they were spending until fairly recently, until just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the issue is that, everybody knows this money's been spent. They're trying, and the public is saying, okay, why are we not seeing it showing up in terms of jobs, which is what it was supposed to do, right? And, I think that's the kind of box the White House is in right now. But voters at the same time in polling, it shows that, people have very little appetite for another stimulus. And the Democrats realize that, trying to pass one, especially as we get closer to that, next year's election cycle, could do them a lot of political damage. So I think right now everybody's kind of sitting in their hands with another stimulus saying, let's make the first one work.